Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Listen, it's very rare that a guy can roll in as a freshman and just start for Kirby Smart because of the intricacies of that defense. You know, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, you put them in the same camp in that respect. And Malachi started something like 42 games, so like right away as a true freshman, has been an All-American since he stepped foot on campus. Malachi is a great player. I really like Malachi Starks.
Joel Klatt on Malachi Starks. Not a player we've talked much about. His highlights, one of our highlights in the open here today on our pre-draft special. Safety. Open to it.
I guess I'm open to Nick Emmanuori, and that's a freak show as much as it's a safety. Any other safety, I might be just over here going, I just did that in the second round last year. What are we doing exactly? Recognizing Nate makes a good point. They only have Bishop's the only guy under contract beyond this year. So if they want to develop another guy, then and don't, like Salloway says, look to plug and play young safeties, then maybe it makes sense. I just don't know about in those top three picks myself. But Emmanuori is an exception to that for me, because he's a guy that is in the running for the best player on the field, like best athlete on the field, anytime you're on defense. And the Bills do not have a defender. You know, they've got a quarterback that fits that profile. They do not have a defender that fits that profile. And I'd be intrigued by that, but it feels a little indulgent, I will admit.
You know, we've been talking about this every day, and today we're just like all in with all our different colleagues coming in and weighing in. It seems like a draft for the Bills that they're maybe, I don't want to say best off, maybe this is likeliest. Sal seems to think it's like almost a given, the way Nate was talking, where you're just going to take what it gives you. That you're just going to take what the draft gives you. You've got your cornerbacks here. You've got your defensive tackles, you know, safety maybe, receiver maybe, other positions. But you're going to be, unless you trade and move around, which you could still do and have this happen, you're going to take the best of the corners available. You're going to take the best of the, you know, edge rushers, et cetera. And I think, like we said at the end of the last segment, if you do that, people are going to be impressed. You know, you're going to have sort of it's kind of an easy one. Anybody could do it.
Yeah.
Anybody could run that draft, at least for the first 2 days, where you're filling a hole, and then you're kind of one more, if not a hole, but somebody useful on, you'd hope, on defense probably or offense. Everybody will applaud you. What you're just in general, what you're doing by that, though, is you're basically necessarily ignoring the freak show talent possibilities, whether that's safety, whether that's wide receiver.
Right.
Like you're not giving yourself a chance at a home run.
No, you're definitely flying in the face of the best player available idea if you're drafting for that need specific.
Yes, and I think if they do this, they'll, to that question, if that's put to them, deny that. Like, well, we got this corner, this. We didn't sacrifice anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Sal's mentioning practice squad players at wide receiver as, you know, part of the argument against drafting, say, Luther Burden. I mean, the talent gap is massive.
Yeah.
And what the Bills, he's definitely right. And we've all said it, how their offense last year really was good enough. I mean, they did not suffer for not having this uber-talented wide receiver on the team. I mean, for the most part, at least. You want to talk about a play here or there where they could have used it.
Or the last possession of the season, sure.
You know, right. Of course,
yep.
You can say that. But it's a little bit of a strained argument. I mean, they had a great season offensively. It's just, that's really what the receiver point has always been. Because they've been, with Allen, they've been wildly successful. They get their points, they get their wins. When they lose to Kansas City in the playoffs, the first reason is always because they couldn't stop them. The Chiefs had an ugly year offensively this year, and they played the Bills in the playoffs and scored in the 30s. Like, it was just, they have not been able to put a dent into that offense when it's mattered. Like, that's the number one thing. So again, like, they'll draft their defense, and everybody will give them, you know,
I think applause. So, and I do. It is strained to an extent, I admit. But I'm still over here going, yeah, I know, 9 yards a play in the 23 playoffs. And last year they scored in the 30s after having such a dismal year in the playoffs. In both scenarios, my offense is on the field with a chance to win the game with Josh Allen as my quarterback. And I don't have enough around him to get it done. And that, to me, is still stark. I mean, I feel like some of us, Maybe the fan base, a lot of the fan base.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sees Philadelphia and it just turns us on McDermott. You need to do more. Address this. And look, I'm not against getting some athletes. An interesting conundrum would be if they are choosing between Nick Emmonwory and Luther Burden at 30, what would I want? You know, because that would be that's intriguing on both sides to me, and it's not an easy one to answer, and I would want to think about it before I just give an opinion right now. But I think there's just a rush to, I got to do what they do. Look what Philadelphia did. Well, that took 3 years of drafts, right? I am not the Bill. You're right. The Bills will get applauded almost universally if they draft corner, edge, tackle, in whatever order, right? Those are their three picks. Okay, we'll see. They saw what Philly did. If you think that's going to happen in 2025, I think you're fooling yourself. They could be pieces that could develop into that, but you're going to need more than that. You're going to need more than Epinesa to complement it. They had an army of guys, Philly, and a lot of them were high picks, not picks at 30 or 56 and 62 or whatever the hell. Did I get it right that time?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a lot to me to expect that they're going to right that wrong and fix that. So I guess I still might revert to the previous form that I think a lot of us held, which was just outscore them. That's what I've got to do. Just outscore them. They're going to get their points. I'm going to get mine. I need to get more than them. How do I get more than them? I got to get some more talent on the field. I need to get someone that can scare them. I don't think there's anybody on that offense besides Allen that scares them. And that's not where I want to be living. So that ends up being my case for receiver. And I don't know. Am I straining? I might be. I admit. Everything that happens on the field in the biggest games, I think it's overreacted to. The gap between the Bills and the Chiefs seems larger to us because the Eagles pummeled them. And I've said it a million times already. I don't need to pummel them. I just need to beat them. And what is going to help me in 2025 do that more? Another weapon, someone that can scare them down the field that might slow them down on what they're doing blitz package-wise and all that stuff, or a 330-pound defensive tackle that is probably going to take time to develop into if he is ever going to become the sort of players the Eagles seem to have a half a dozen of to throw at Kansas City. I don't know, man. I think my answer would be another weapon on offense before fixing up and getting to the point where I've got this elite group of interchangeable players that I can just come at waves at you on defense with. That takes, that's a philosophical, that would take years. And which one of our guests just said it? Was it Sal? They haven't drafted, or was it, I don't remember which one. We talked to three of our guys. They haven't drafted a high defensive tackle. It was between Ed Oliver and Dwayne Carter, and that's a lot of years.
Jeremy said that, and I said, "But has it hurt him? Like, so what? They've done all right, by the way, with the veterans like Jones and Jefferson they brought in and used instead. I've never once wished they used a draft pick on a defensive tackle instead of whatever else they did."
I just don't think they're going to do that this year and turn into the Eagles. And I think there's some sentiment out there that is chasing that, and I just don't think it's realistic. That's not to say you don't need talented players there, but it takes a long time. I've got Josh Allen still in the prime of his career here. And you know, oh, gee, I wish we would have had this defense when he was still at the height of his powers. It's not going to sound good in 3 years. I don't want to assume he wouldn't be at the height of his powers in 3 years still, but the clock's ticking.
I feel like it's ticking on me. I know that. It's ticking on us, on all of us. This is our annual NFL pre-draft special live on YouTube, presented by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. About 5:45, we'll have Joe in studio at 6, Sneaky Joe. The Sabres play their final game of the regular season tonight at 7, so pregame won't start at 6 tonight. It'll be more at 6:30. Brian Koziol will take it, so a shorter pregame show tonight. See that, by the way, on hockey real quick, see that the Lightning finished the season with exactly $0 in cap space? Not even a buck. You know?
Well done, Tampa.
I will applaud that.
Yeah. Hats off to you, Tampa.
That's an organizational commitment. Which, by the way, it should fool no one that the Lightning actually can get away with saying that they make an organizational, like the full commitment to winning. $0 in cap space is pretty good.
Yeah.
None as the season ends. Back in the playoffs yet again, Tampa Bay.
And looking like a team that, to me, to my eyes, could win the cup.
Dangerous.
They're not the favorite. They are dangerous, and that's a year after letting the face of their franchise walk.
Hmm. Sneaky Joe at 6. We'll have more on the draft with Joe, and before that, when we return here, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.